Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shot. Dead. In jail. That's what their teachers told them would happen if they did bad on a test. Was it true? The fear this school put in these Black elementary school students wasn't just unacceptable. It was prison-like. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. In 1994, bell hooks described a past school experience as more like a prison, a place of punishment and confinement rather than a place of promise and possibility. In 2023, a Florida elementary school blatantly displayed what hooks described. On a Friday at Bunnell Elementary School, select students were pulled out of class for an assembly. All were Black. The presentation shown was even titled AA Presentation for African Americans. Students were shamed about low standardized test scores and bribed with gift cards. Their parents weren't notified. Frightened students said they were told they'd end up dead or in jail if they did poorly on their upcoming tests. So how does this all tie into bell hooks' message? Prison culture is more than the threat of literal incarceration. Cataloging and dehumanizing people as statistics, using shame to control their behavior, and implementing harmful punishment is a part of the system as well. Statistically, Black students receive harsher punishment, which can lead to even lower academic performance. Instead of punishing Black youth, why not question whether their learning environment is the problem and the education system's definition of intelligence itself? Bunnell students shouldn't have their intelligence linked to incarceration and death. They're worth so much more. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.